This is Enigma, Help and Hope for Life in a Confusing World. Written by Pete Adlam, narrated by Pete Adlam. Dedication. To my wife, Lisa, you are my loving and wise companion in all of life's twists and turns. And to my sons, Stephen and Nathan, you inspire me more than you know by your encouragement and example to persevere in my faith in Jesus. Forward. When I was a young Christian, I was so convinced of the truth of Jesus that I thought him to be the simple answer to every question. I am, by disposition, a natural optimist, and never really liked wrestling with difficult questions. In fact, I got a little bit anxious when my friends would raise those why questions that were hard to answer. This is probably why I found the book of Ecclesiastes slightly embarrassing. What was the Bible, which generally was so clear and forthright about Jesus being the centre of everything, doing with a book in it that raised such difficult conundrums? Why did the Bible have a book that said that everything was meaningless when the rest of it was all about finding meaning in the person of Jesus Christ? As life has progressed, I've realized that there are lots of questions that defy a simple answer. I've watched people in my personal and pastoral life grapple with untimely death, loss, grief, injustice, inhumanity, conflict, and pain. I've come to understand that predictable answers are less than helpful, and many questions are seemingly unanswerable. Sometimes life is just a mystery, a puzzle, an enigma. What a blessing, then, is this book that you are holding. Pete Adlam is a pastor, a teacher, and an evangelist. I know this because over the last 8 years I worked alongside him and also sat under his pastoral teaching ministry many times. This book will pastor you if you're already a follower of Jesus. It will teach you whoever you are. And if you're not yet a follower of Jesus, it might even challenge you to explore the Christian faith further. Pete manages to do all this not by providing neat and predictable textbook answers to life's challenges and problems, but by exploring the complexity and uncertainty of life's ups and downs. He takes us helpfully into the heart of the book of Ecclesiastes, with its raw observations and real-life grappling with deep mysteries. He gently opens up questions of the monotony, emptiness, hardness, unpredictability, unfairness, cruelty, and fleeting nature of life for so many of us. He does not flinch or shy away from these uncomfortable questions. Rather than leaving us hanging in them, he then expounds the ancient wisdom of the teacher in Ecclesiastes to give us real advice for living in the world. Advice about simple pleasures, friendship, tears and pain, seasons and inevitabilities, and a right attitude towards God and prayer and guidance. There is a rich treasure trove here for living in the world of puzzling questions that is realistic, balanced, and full of wisdom. It's only then that he takes us to Jesus, not as a trite answer to life's conundrums, but one that is rich and deep and satisfying. As he explores five encounters that people had with Jesus, we get to ponder the way in which Jesus answers questions of God, purpose, sin, suffering, and death, and the hope that he brings. Read and savor this book. Spend time reflecting on the questions at the end of the chapters. Drink deeply from the wisdom it contains. My prayer is that many will ponder its insights and find clearer pathways through the enigmas of life. I commend it to you. Richard Condy, Bishop of Tasmania. Preface. When I was a young boy, my mother called me Peter What If Adlam.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?